Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Our email address, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. Thanks for tuning in today. It's almost tailgating time again at Bungie's Tavern in Perkinsville. Tailgating. I want to let that sit in for just a second. There's a restaurant, a fine dining establishment, actually, in a former country tavern that feels like it's out in the middle of nowhere, though it actually has an Anderson mailing address. You don't just kind of like Bungie's Tavern. For people who enjoy fine dining, who aren't scared off by a $30 entree, and like a place with character, and a character running the place, Bungie's has almost a mythic attraction. Bungie's doesn't take reservations, and is so popular in the spring and summer that people arrive early and tailgate in the parking lot, waiting for their chance to get in. And did I mention the character running the place? That's Chef Tony, the owner, a one-of-a-kind restaurateur and raconteur. We visited the other day as he was bustling around the kitchen, getting ready to open the place.
Well, other than setting up the kitchen, you know, the first thing we got to do is figure out what we sold last night. Make sure, you know, I've got seafood coming usually three times a week, sometimes four times a week, sometimes five times a week in the summer. Because we'll go through that much seafood. And then it's basically, you know, you got to get potatoes on every day, vegetables every day, because we get potatoes and vegetables with all the entrees. So that has to be, you know, everything has to be timed out. So cornbread has to get in the oven usually first. Any desserts I have to bake. Only got two ovens, so.
Only two ovens?
Yeah.
And so that does require a lot of planning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything in this kitchen is in its place because it works. You know, I mean, we don't have a lot of space, as you can see. So you have to maximize everything, you know, space and time. And that's the main thing is time, because certain things take hours in the oven. Some only take a few minutes. So you need to know which kind of what order to do them in. And if you need to get ahead, you might have to come in early and get cornbread or something prepared earlier so that you can get room in the oven. And then in the summer, we don't do stuff like braised beef brisket, things like that, because it takes 7 hours to cook. I can't tie up my ovens that long. So, you know, those are fall foods when we're a little slower, have a little more oven time.
So now in the spring, this is when you're getting ready for your real season to start.
Yeah, I never thought we would be a seasonal restaurant, but we kind of are because of the tailgating is taking off so huge. So, you know, when you have people, as soon as they switch the time, for daylight savings time, that gives you an extra hour of sunlight. That works out real well.
I've heard about the tailgating.
It's insane.
Explain that.
Well, it all happened just because we had nowhere to park people.
How many seats do you have?
68.
You've got 68 seats.
68 seats, a small private room that we seat 14 people in. It's generally the max. And we had basically just a small building with a very small lot. I finally acquired the lot next door, and that opened up the parking spaces. And since we're first come, first served, and only reservations for 10 or more, you know, people would drive up here because they wanted to eat our food, but, you know, there's nothing else to do in Perkinsville, and we're kind of far enough away that you can't really go do anything else. So they started tailgating, and so that's what we do. So we have security on the weekends. So, you know, mostly to just tell people where to go, how to park, and maximize the space, you know, and keep people from walking around town, you know, drinking and stuff. So,
you know, that brings up the question, why are you here? I'll bet you could triple the size of this place in a bigger city, right?
Oh, I've been told I should move immediately to a bigger city and do the same thing somewhere else.
And with some of your clientele, they probably have the capital to help you do that. Has anyone ever tried to say,
Oh, yeah, I've had many offers for, you know, let's build Bungie South. I have people want me to do it in Jackson Hole and in Naples, Florida, and all over, you know, where they vacation because they don't want to miss Bungie's food. So, but it's, you know, this is a cool old building with a really neat bar, and it's 7 miles from my house. So I have two stop signs and deer to watch out for on the way to work. That's my traffic issue. So, you know.
Well, most people don't live life on their own terms. They just take whatever opportunity they can. You kind of set this up to work with your life, where you want to live the way you want to do it.
Right. The restaurant just, I mean, it was local. It was for sale. One of my best friends that I went to Europe with in 74 with People to People, he found this for sale in the early 90s. And went, wow, this is, you know, he and I had talked about, you know, owning a small tavern like you'd find in northern Michigan or Wisconsin. He used to vacation in Wisconsin. I did a lot in Michigan, northern Michigan. We saw that bar, which is incredible. And that was like, wow, this could work. And the fact that I was at the Glass Chimney for 13 years in Carmel and then Muncie at Foxfires, and people knew my cooking and knew of me or had eaten my food, this isn't too far of a stretch. So now, you know, once I bought it and we really opened up the food part of it, it was kind of a no-brainer because I was pulling from Muncie and Alexandria and Anderson and then Carmel and Fishers and, you know, and everybody's kind of actually growing toward us now. So, you know, it was just lucked out. I mean, it really worked out. I mean, people thought I was nuts when I said, you know, Perkinsville, where the hell's that? You know, nobody knew where Perkinsville was. Hell, I didn't know where Perkinsville was. When Don said, I bought a restaurant in Perkinsville, I said, where's that? And he goes, 7 miles from your house. I said, where? You know, I mean, seriously, I had no clue where Perkinsville. I'd never been to Perkinsville. So then I saw that bar and I went, wow, it's marble pillars. It's very old wood.
Look at the carving.
Oh, look at the face in here. See the face and the carving?
Oh, I didn't.
And the marble pillars. Just a very cool, neat bar. And that kind of drew, you know, the whole inside of this place was drywall and beer posters and stuff and no wood. So all the wood we put in, all the booths we put in, you know, the tables, the floor, of course, is original. That's 1837. That's hardwood maple. And there's still burn marks from the fire and all that. We got hit with lightning in 2000. Well, it was like a Wednesday, 8 a.m., and lightning hit the building. And it traveled down the power riser into the breaker box and blew into the building.
Everybody wants to live how they want to live. Everybody wants to love how they want to love. Everybody wants to be closer to free.
That is Tony Huelster, known as Chef Tony to the fans of his Bungie's Tavern, considered by some people a mecca of fine dining that's a little hard to find if you're not looking for it, just off Indiana 13, about 10 minutes north of I-69 outside Anderson.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
You know, I love this time of year when you can get out and go someplace for a ride, see a little scenery, and still not be that far from home. There are any number of legendary country diners, taverns, and restaurants for us weekend wanderers. The Dogtown Tavern outside Evansville, Redimax just across the Michigan line from northwest Indiana, the Red Dog Saloon in North Salem, Frank and Mary's Tavern in Pittsburgh, home of Jeff Gordon. When you talk to enough folks, you can find almost everybody has their favorite. By the way, send me your favorite to indianaweekend@gmail.com. And if you're a connoisseur of these places, Bungie's Tavern is probably on your list. Bungie's has all the usual hallmarks, out in the middle of nowhere, a place that looks like it's been there forever, unusual characters hanging around, especially the owner. Here's the difference, though. The food is really incredible. As one blogger said, think fine dining food without the stuffy fine dining atmosphere. David Letterman's a fan. Any number of big-time athletes are regulars. There's special parking for limousines. The regular folks usually just use the limos to carpool in from places like Muncie and Indy. Did I mention the place is a little different? It sure is popular. On many weekend nights in the spring and summer, the parking lot is filled with tailgaters having a little refreshment while they wait for a table. Chef Tony, the owner, waited years before finding the place he had always dreamed of having.
I grew up in Wheaton, Illinois, till basically high school, and then we moved to Indiana. So I went to North Central High School, and my mom was a piano teacher, and she was a piano teacher also in Chicago. So but we would never eat dinner till 7:30, 8:30 at night. So I got kind of, you know, as a young kid, and I'm a big guy, I, you know, wanted to eat. So I started kind of learning how to put dinners together for the family so that when she got done, we could finish it, and then, bam, we could eat. So, you know, my mom basically is kind of like Julia and Julia movie there with Julia Child. I mean, my mom bought The Joy of Cooking in the 60s and basically did everything from cover to cover. You know, so she's an amazing cook. She's probably better cook than I am. And so, you know, I've always had that in my bones and started in the business when I was 14 at Wall Street and the Exchange in Castleton and been in it ever since. This is really what I was made for and what I kind of was, you know, dreamed of doing. Simple food, not too much too worried about presentation as much as I am quality. And I like to give a big portion, and I always want to be perceived as a value for your dollar.
Give us an example of that. Would Perkinsville pork be?
Yeah, I mean, Perkinsville pork, you know, veal.
Let's describe that for somebody.
Basically, it's a pork loin that's pounded into a schnitzel. We hand cut it, hand pound it into a schnitzel, and then that's breaded with, instead of traditional breading, which would be like a Wiener schnitzel, which would be flour, egg, and breadcrumbs, we use Parmesan cheese instead, straight Parmesan. And then that's sauteed and baked, and then we serve it with fresh lemon and fresh butter on top. And it's, you know, it's phenomenal. And, you know, it was kind of...
I know what you need to do next.
What?
The Bungie's cookbook.
We're in a cookbook somewhere. You notice, I mean, we always have a game dish. We always have duck. We always have, usually have lamb. We have smoked prime rib on the weekends. I love to use a smoker. I love to make sausage, and I have apple trees in my yard, so I literally cut and chip my own apple wood for the smoker. I've got friends that have trees, too, so if I get low, I can always, you know, get their spring trim, you know, so that's nice. A lot of places spend so much time worried about the garnishing and the painting the plate and all these different sauces and coulis everywhere, and there's not much entree. And when you get home, you're still hungry, and usually you paid, you know, more than I charge. And you got to do that if you're gonna have five people online making the plate pretty. So, you know, to me, it's like, you know, first thing I'm going to do is mess it up and eat it anyway. So why go through all that? So I just believe in big portions, wholesome portions. I buy the best quality fish, meat, and game that I can buy. And then we just do it the way I think that people will like it or it's going to sell.
There's something that you're doing that others can't do, right?
You ask yourself that every day, you know. I mean, I count my blessings every day that we are busy. You know, I think it just boils down to hard work and the fact that I'm here every day. And it's my place, and I know how to run a restaurant because I worked with some of the best restaurateurs that you could ever work for. And so, I've always taken pride and always knew when I was a young kid that this is what I wanted to do. And now that I've got it, you know, I want to keep it that way. So it's a struggle. It's hard work. I mean, a lot of people think it's all glamour to own a restaurant. They have no idea how physically demanding it is, how much you have to go through. I mean, I've had 10 surgeries, you know. Thumbs, elbows, shoulders, knee, all attributed to 40 years of standing on my feet on concrete. You know, for back in the day, you know, at the chimney, sometimes we'd be working 90, 100 hours a week. So that takes its toll, you know. So it's a tough business. But, you know, I have to go back to the people's the biggest thing that we have is I have great staff. I have great front house. All the servers are loved by our customers. We have customers that don't have lots of family, and they consider us family. They come here 2 and 3 nights a week. I mean, consistently. And that's loyalty is hard to find. But that's earned loyalty. That doesn't just happen. It happens because they feel wanted, loved, needed, you know, and they love the food and they love the service. And, you know, we continue to be consistent. And consistency is the whole name of the game.
In some ways, you're a laid-back guy, but I can also tell you're relentlessly particular.
Well, basically, my dad gave me a real good piece of advice when I took over at Foxfires as the head chef. There was not another chef over me, so I knew the buck was going to stop with me. And he said, never micromanage, never expect someone to do something you won't do yourself, and never expect someone to do something that you haven't trained them how to do the right way or your way. These guys will do anything for me, but they'll also, I'll do anything for them. It's not uncommon for me to finish the night off washing dishes and mopping the floor. You know, I'm not above that. That's what I do. It's my restaurant. And I can't tell you how many times, like in downtown Cicero or other smaller communities, and they just don't have really good, you know, independent restaurants. And the ones that do are the ones that are there. And they have good management, and they know what they're doing. And I, you know, occasionally I get a little burned out. You know, by the time summer's over, I've had enough of tailgating and screaming Saturday nights and you know, people overserved, if you will. Not by me, but by them. You know, but you get burned out on it, just like any job. But this is how I make my living.
That is Chef Tony from Bungie's Tavern next to the White River in Perkinsville, just outside Anderson. Just ahead, the famous, the rowdy, and saying no to David Letterman. By the way, if you have a special spot to tell us about or special plans this summer or a favorite vacation story, we want to offer you the chance to join us on the radio. Tell us your story in about 60 seconds with an audio recorder and email us the file to indianaweekend@gmail.com. We may put your story on the air. So sit down with your audio recorder or smartphone. Send us your thoughts.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
We are talking about Bungie's Tavern. By the way, Chef Tony Huelster, the owner, says people pronounce it both Bungie's and Bungie's, and both are fine with him. There's quite a clientele at the place, ranging from local folks who stop by several times a week to some of the better-known Hoosiers.
David Letterman's eaten here. His mom's eaten here several times. Reggie Miller, Peyton Manning, you know. What the heck was that guy's name? Pacer. Scott Pollard, Ken Dilger, Dallas Clark. You know, so a lot of the sports guys have made it up here. You know, I mean, Mayor Ballard's been here. We've had, you know, the different politicians, the governor, all, you know. Mayors of Anderson, you know.
And as you're saying that, you're not overly impressed by that. I'm picking up from you sort of, well, that's good.
Well, we do, yeah. I mean, it wasn't, that's not my target audience, you know. My target audience is the guy that comes three times a week that, you know, is a religiously good customer who just loves what we do and gets it, you know. David Letterman tried to come back a year after he was here and wanted to bring Harry, his son. And I was like, no, you can't do that. And he's just like, why not? Because he's not 18. You got to be 18 with parent or guardian.
Wait, you couldn't get a table on a back porch or something?
I offered to put his kid upstairs in the office and watch TV, you know, or my wife could come over and babysit. But he said, no, he wanted to eat as a family. And I said, well, you're going to have to go somewhere else because my kids would kill me if I let someone before they were 18 eat here because that my kids never ate in here till they turned 18. So
you turned down David Letterman.
Well, I can't have kid in my restaurant, so, or in the parking lot for that matter. So, yeah, why not?
Was he a good guy when you
He dug it. He got it right off. Yeah, I mean, he stopped in the kitchen. We chatted for probably 20 minutes, and you know, he was very nice about everything because there were, you know, a lot of people wanting to get his picture and stuff, and he allowed that for about 5 or 6 minutes, and then said, okay, we want to eat dinner, and so our staff kind of walled everybody off and said, okay, that's enough, you know. I had a customer once that was sitting at the table we're sitting at, and it was a weekday night, wasn't super busy. Guy had this great big cowboy hat on. Just looked out of place, you know. I could tell he wasn't a local. And I was walking through the dining room just saying hi to people. And I stopped and said, how's dinner? And he goes, as advertised. I said, oh, where are you from? He goes, San Francisco. I said, well, what brings you to Perkinsville? You know, he goes, your restaurant. And I said, you came from San Francisco for dinner? And he goes, yeah. I said, really? I said, how'd you hear about us? He goes, you ever heard of Yelp? And I had not at the time. I go, no, because I'm not techno savvy. I don't do the computer thing too much. And he goes, oh, you're blown up out in San Francisco. You guys have 400 followers or hits and stuff. And he said, I read about it, thought it was neat. I'm rich, I'm single. I said, what the hell? So he booked a flight, flew to Indy, got rented a car, drove up here, ate dinner, drove back, flew home the next day.
Ever had to tell people no who are used to hearing yes all of the time? I mean, is there a special technique that you have for handling wealthy customers who are used to getting their way?
They have to play by the same rules as everybody else, because I don't care. I mean, everybody's money's green. So you may have more of it than somebody else, but you're not a better person or a different person just because of it. So, in fact, usually the opposite. So, if you got to play by our rules. I mean, you got to get on the wait. If you're here too late and you flash a $100 bill to the front door, to my manager, she's just going to say, sorry, I can't do it. Because then it would be an exclusive club instead of a restaurant that's friendly to everybody. And we have fun with it, too, though. Now, like when Super Bowl came last year, this huge limo, which we have limos all the time, but this huge limo pulled up, and it was really like probably the biggest one we've ever seen. And I got this crazy guy next door, Charlie, and Charlie decided that he was going to take it upon himself to start a little rumor. So he said it was J-Lo somebody else. I can't even remember who it was now. But he, because people go, who's in that limo? And he goes, oh, that's J-Lo and some other band, boy, that just, went viral. I mean, there's people on Facebook all, oh, my God, they got J-Lo there, all this. And it was just, Charlie just messing with customers, I mean, the guy is, he's a hoot, He never wears a shirt in the summer, shows off his heart surgery scars,
But that's part of being in Perkinsville. Mayberry or something.
The mayor of Perkinsville is actually a dog named Tyson, who's way overweight, and he lives here all summer in the parking lot for handouts. And he's a picky eater. He won't eat. I can give him cheese, dessert, anything out the back door. He won't touch it. Prime rib scraps all day. And that's it. I mean, so every day when he hears my diesel pull up, wherever he is in town, he comes running. And he comes to the back door and barks until we give him something to eat.
So. And that's the mayor of Perkinsville.
That's the mayor of Perkinsville, Tyson. So,
anything that you would change if you could?
Right now, I wish I could fill the building every day. Of course, it would kill us to be that busy all the time. But in the summer, you're maxed out. And believe me, I don't know where I could fit any more people in on a Friday and Saturday. So, it's nice, too, because we get, everybody in the building before 10. So at least we get home a reasonable hour, 11:30 to midnight or 12:30 sometimes. And we are in a town, so we have to, we've got big fence. And we try to keep the volume level down outside as well as inside if we can. nobody can play stereos and get all super crazy outside. And, we don't allow games,
No beanbag toss.
No, especially not beanbag toss.
Chef Tony at Bungie's Tavern finally made it out there, and it's really one of those places you will drive out to the country for. And as you can tell, part of the attraction is a storytelling owner who likes to meet his customers. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. Reminder that we also need your stories, ideas for places we should go, and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.